Welcome to the magic of the mind, where the miraculous powers we possess can transform the most simple thoughts into something more precious than we ever imagined. Join me now as we explore our hidden potential of emotional alchemy. Just how potent are the common thoughts that dominate our consciousness? We learn early on to control our behavior, that actions have consequences, and we train ourselves to be on guard when we are in the presence of others. But what about when we are alone? What effect do the random patterns of our mental processes have on our reality? Is it even possible to control our thoughts? Many believe that images we hold in the mind's eye will become real. While that may seem improbable, we believe other axioms like, we are what we eat. We know that the diet we choose has direct impact on our health, and we make decisions to improve or disregard our repast. Yet our mental diet has the same potential and impact as what we consume at our kitchen table. What we think can transform the world around us. Like a magnet, we attract the exact condition of our concentration. As we come to understand this, we no longer choose to dwell on negative thoughts. The art of controlling our thoughts begins with an awareness that we choose our emotional state at any given time. Certainly, we acknowledge there is stress, hardship, and disappointments every day. But we make the choice when we suffer. When we realize that pain and suffering are independent experiences, we can accept the former and select not to indulge in the latter. We can choose not to suffer. So how do we begin this transformative journey? Like all great adventures, we can take small steps towards our goal. Perhaps we can agree that for just one day, we will monitor our feelings. During the next 24 hours, we will agree not to dwell on negative thoughts. You may wonder, how can you avoid depressing images or events, especially as you sit down and open the morning paper or watch the 6 o'clock news at dinner? I would suggest that for this special day, you may want to avoid these activities. I would recommend that today you treat yourself with extra love and kindness. But what if you see a sad experience today? Does that mean you have broken your agreement? We will all encounter a wide variety of poignant situations. Our choice at these moments is to accept and release them. Only if we dwell on an emotional state, repeating the event over and over in our mind. Only when we continue to worry or wonder, what if, and throw ourselves into the panic of the future, instead of grounding ourselves in the present. Only then do we break our promise for ourself today. Today, if we make a mistake, we will not judge ourselves harshly. Instead, we will recognize and accept that we are doing our best, and we will continue to do our best as the day moves on. Let us practice now together with a short exercise. Breathe deeply with me and feel your body relax and become heavy. Enjoy the sensation of your breath as you feel the cool air pass through your nose and fill your lungs with replenishing energy. Good. Enjoy this feeling as it is your tool that grounds you in the moment. We are fully present when we revel in the glorious sensations of our own breath. Continue now to experience the serenity and power of this exchange. You need not control the pattern that your inner wisdom has selected. Merely watch how it feels as you gently, calmly continue to breathe. Peaceful. Light. Perfect. Breath. Now, as you continue to focus on your breath, you may notice that other images try to present themselves to your conscious. Do not be disappointed. Simply allow these images or thoughts to move in and then slip away, without judgment, without concern. Bringing your attention back to the process of breathing. Good. Let it go. Let it go. Gone. Now move on. Carry these words with you today as you practice controlling your emotional state. Let it go. Let it go. Gone. Now move on. You are embarking on a very special journey today. Good luck. And who knows, perhaps you may choose to try this experiment again tomorrow.